Chapter 8 Monsters of the Sea. We escaped the sirens, said Odysseus as the wind blew their ship along. But something more terrible is waiting for us. Two sea monsters. The first one has 12 legs, 6 necks, and 6 heads, with 3 sets of teeth in each one. If a ship sails too near, he... As Odysseus was speaking, the ship started to rock. Row! He cried. Row as fast as you can! The waves grew bigger and bigger, and it took all the men's skill to keep the ship afloat. They saw 2 tall cliffs and a dark cave. That is where the 6-headed monster lives, Odysseus told them. He may be sleeping now, but if I have to, I will fight him. He picked up his sword and watched the cave carefully as his men rowed past. Let us give thanks, cried one of the men. We are safe. We have passed the first sea monster, said Odysseus. But don't forget the second one. She is a whirlpool. She can pull a ship down into the water as if it were just a piece of wood. Then the ship started to rock and to shake, and they heard a roaring sound. The water started to spin. The ship was being pulled into a terrible whirlpool. Row, men, row! Cried Odysseus. Or our ship will be pulled down into that awful place! And then they heard a terrible sound.
It must be a giant dog! Cried one of the men.
No dog sounds like that, said Odysseus. It's coming from the cave! It must be the 6-headed sea monster!
They could not sail away from the sound. It took all the men's strength to stop the ship being pulled down into the whirlpool. The dog-like cries got louder and louder. Suddenly, 6 long necks reached out of the water. 6 huge mouths opened wide, showing 18 sets of sharp teeth. Odysseus watched as man after man was snatched up by the monster and thrown into the sea.
Odysseus! Odysseus! Help us! The men cried.
But it was no good. The monster was too strong. Odysseus's sword was no use, and the men could not help themselves. Those men who were left on the ship used their last bit of strength to row the ship away from the whirlpool. The ship travelled on. As they rowed, the men tried to forget the terrible thing that had happened. But soon the sky turned black, and a cold wind began to blow. Thunder roared and lightning flashed in the sky. Rain poured down. The men were now fighting the worst storm of their lives. The masts snapped in two as the waves threw the ship high into the air and turned it right over. All the men were thrown into the sea and drowned. Odysseus managed to hold on to the mast. He was the only one to survive. Rain and tears ran down Odysseus's cheeks. What could he do now? He clung to the wreck of his ship and tried to think. Odysseus managed to grab some bits of wood from the wreck and tie them together with rope to make a raft. It was small, but it was better than nothing. All night the storm threw the raft this way and that. Odysseus was terrified. When it was light, he saw that he was back at the cliffs where the sea monsters lived. A small olive tree grew out of one of the cliffs. Odysseus grabbed at one of its branches and pulled himself up. And then the sea started to rock and spin. Odysseus looked down into the whirlpool as it pulled his little raft down, down into the deep, dark sea. When the waters were calm again, Odysseus let go of the branch and fell into the water. He was carried along by the waves for 10 days and 10 nights.